This is the Slay Girl Slay podcast, a space created to uplift, motivate, and inspire women of color to be fearless in their pursuit of their dreams, go after what they deserve, and show up as their most unapologetic, most authentic selves. This audio series was created for every woman who is on the verge of her come up, creating her own vibe, and fiercely transforming her life. So sit down with me, get your notebook, grab a pen, and let's create the life you've always dreamed of. I'm your host, Ashley Legs, and welcome to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Hey girl, hey! Welcome back to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Happy Monday, boo. I hope all of you are well, hoping your week is off to a great start this week. I hope you're having a great day today, wherever you are in the world. If you're new here and this is your first time listening to the show, my name is Ashley. What's up, boo? Some people call me Ash. Some people call me that girl with that podcast. But I am the host of this super dope, super amazing community, this podcast. And I don't know how you found us, but I'm so glad that you did. I get messages all the time from OG listeners that are like, Ashley, I shared this podcast with literally everybody that I know. And I'm like, really? Wow. Like, thank you. Thank you so much. This show is consistently growing. And I feel like every day somebody's hitting me up and they're sending a message to Slay Girl Slay on Facebook or on our Instagram, or just me telling us that they're a new listener. So if that was you, boo, and you've shared the show with someone that you love, thank you. Some people that I love have been tapping into the show also, I just found out, and those people are my little brothers. My youngest brother always asks a lot of questions, so we talk for a few minutes every day after he gets out of school, and he just always has questions about the show and what I'm doing and how I do it, which is so funny to me. And then my middle brother, who is super quiet and just keeps to himself a lot, we actually call him the gentle giant because, y'all, he's so tall and he plays football, but he wouldn't hurt a fly. My dad called recently and he's like, you know, I think your brother was listening to your show the other day. I said, really? He's like, yeah, I was walking past his room and it was playing on his phone, which really, really warmed my heart. Lately, a lot has been happening in my world, and it's things like that that really make me feel good. Not them listening to the show, but just the fact that they took interest in something that I do. The fact that a lot of you guys take the time to send me a message or tag me in something that resonates with you about something that I've said before, that matters to me. And I've been trying to be very mindful and pay attention to the things that I care about and just how I go about my day and what I put my energy into and what brings me joy and how I feel when something doesn't bring me joy. And here's why. About 2 months ago, my aunt was over my house, my mom's sister. And that day, I was being super hard on myself because I had so much to do. There's a lot of things that I want to accomplish before the end of the year, and I feel like I had been procrastinating and just not living up to the expectation I have of myself and just not being great like I wanted to be, right? Which I think everyone has experienced at some time or another. So I'm sitting there just talking to my aunt, who looks completely fine in the moment. 2 weeks later, she is diagnosed with stage 4 ovarian cancer in the hospital, and the cancer is spreading fast. I'm sure you all have known someone with cancer or have been through that type of experience with a loved one or a friend. But if you haven't, believe me when I say it's deep. It's an emotional roller coaster. It can feel devastating for the person going through it and the family that has to watch that person go through it. And it's tough. It's really, really tough. And I'm not going to get into the details because y'all know, right? My purpose is not to highlight the effects of cancer or any other type of sicknesses or diseases that can hurt us, but to ask you to put your life into perspective and ask yourself, is what I'm doing every day, the things that I worry about every day, the things I spend my time doing every day, do they matter to me at the end of the day? Our lives can change in an instant, y'all. Honestly, like you can be doing something 1 minute and then the next, your whole world can just shift. And I'm not saying that to scare you or to start your week off with negative vibes, but I want you to keep that in perspective today. And not just today, but every single day. Our lives, your life, can change in a heartbeat. So why spend time focusing, worrying, wrecking your brain about things that really don't matter in the first place? I was on my little fake Peloton. That's so ratchet, might I add, but I love it and I'm gonna stick beside it. But I was having a day the other day and just going through the motions and hearing my family talk about preparations for this person in the event the worst happened. And I was feeling heavy. I wasn't feeling very creative and I was being really hard on myself that day. I was frustrated that I had so much content to create and I was super in my head. So I got on my ratchet bike, trying to just hang on that day because it was a rough one. And I had a thought, if I had gotten that life-changing news, would I be happy with the things that took up space in my mind? Would I be happy with who I am and how I went about my day? Would I be content with what and who I put my energy into? Did I find the things that brought me joy? You see, boo, I believe that when we're so busy with life and so busy trying to change our lives and continuously going after what we want, sometimes we can get caught up on the things that don't even matter at the end of the day. We get hung up on the things that don't matter, the things that don't push our businesses forward, the things that don't push us forward, the things that don't make us great. We get caught up into what other people think about us or what other people are saying about us, when the reality is what other people do or say have nothing to do with your purpose in this world. Your followers, your likes, somebody's son that you've been talking to, your friends, the ones that you like and the ones that you have to love from a distance, have nothing to do with your purpose in this world. Think about your life. Think about the things that have been upsetting you lately. Think about what you say to yourself when you're having a hard day. Think about the people you hang around and ask yourself, does this truly matter to me? I think the bigger question that I have to ask is, are you happy with your life and how your life is going? Are you content with your life right now? And you may say, I'm not happy. And no, Ash, no, I'm not content. I have big dreams. I have big plans. I want to do X, Y, Z, but I don't know how. I need to do this, this, and that, but I don't have the resources yet. I have to do this. I have to do that to be who I dream of being. And this is where I need you to hear me loud and clear. You are living this big life. You are changing the world around you, actively working to be a better person every single day. And the worry and the stress, the people that get on your nerves, they're not going anywhere. So in order to know what really matters to you, what's worth doing, what's worth living for, is to shift your perspective just a bit and recognize that in this life, you don't have to do anything, but you get to do everything. No one has a knife to your back forcing you to do anything, right? No one is forcing you to go after your dreams. No one is forcing you to show up at work and make the money you want to make. No one is forcing you to go get that degree, right? But you get to. You don't have to go to that job you don't love, but you get to make money every day. You don't have to study and spend hours and hours of your time in school, but you get to work towards a degree. You don't have to spend hours packing orders for your business or spend hours creating content for social media to promote your business, but you do get to make money on your own terms. You do get to be creative and show the world what makes your business so great, what makes you so great. You see what I'm doing? You see where I'm coming from? I don't have to get on this microphone and talk to myself for hours and spend more hours cutting it and snipping it and putting it together and then producing it. But I do get to spend hours doing something that connects me with people all around the world. It's about your perspective, boo. Change your perspective about how you look at your life and start recognizing that you don't have to do anything. But you get to do everything. You get to go to school. You get to own your own business, even if you're still funding it from your job on the side. You get to go to work and still have the means to provide for yourself. You get to make decisions about your life. You get to fill your life with people and experiences that make life worth living. And when you start recognizing what you get to do, what really matters at the end of the day, sis? It's not them likes on them reels, I can tell you that. It's not a TikTok trend. It's not what your coworker said about you. It's not your followers. It's not what your family thinks of you. It's not what somebody's son said to you. It's not wrecking your brain worrying about your future. I had to shift my perspective. And when I find myself getting upset or worried or frustrated or just invested in the minor details of my life, I have to tell myself, Ashley, snap out of it. No, you have no idea what you're doing. But hey, you have the privilege each day to figure it out. You have the privilege of waking up each morning, regardless of how you feel, regardless of what happened the day before. Your eyes opened this morning. You have the privilege of working towards a dream. You have the privilege of having decisions to make. That's what matters, boo. And all that other stuff doesn't. My prayers are with any of you that are dealing with some life-changing news, whether it be about a friend or a family member, or maybe it has something to do with you in any way, shape, or form. I mean that, boo. But if today you're my girl that's like, no, I'm not good with where I am. No, I'm not happy. No, things aren't going right. Shift your perspective, boo, and find it. Find that space where you can wake up in the morning and say, it is a privilege to be me today. It is a privilege to do what I do today. It is a privilege to go out and be who I was called to be today. There are people who wish they can just go back and change everything. People who wish that they can go back and take the time to make their lives great. People who wish that they could go back and take care of their health, take care of their finances, take care of their families, take care of themselves. There are people who wish they could do what you do. People who wish they could work like you work, dream like you dream. And here we are with nothing but space and opportunity. It is a privilege to be you, sis. And don't you ever forget that. That's it for today's podcast, boo. If you love the Slay Girl Slay podcast, be sure to give us a rating and your feedback at the end of this episode. We'd love to hear from you. Be sure to learn more about our girl gang and the Slay Girl Slay book club in the links provided in the description. Follow us on social media at Slay Girl Slay on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. And come visit us on our website at www.slaygirlslay.com. I can't wait for our next girl chat, so please believe we will chat soon, boo. Peace.